Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Number 41, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. He has the same personal characteristics and qualities as God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you." John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. In these two verses alone, the Holy Spirit is identified by the masculine personal pronoun He 8 times. Obviously, the Holy Spirit is a person, as He's identified by a personal pronoun by our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is one of 3 divine persons composing what the Bible calls the Godhead. The term Godhead is used 3 times in the Bible. In Acts chapter 17, verse 29, the Apostle Paul said, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device." In Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, we read concerning Christ, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." The other Godhead reference is Romans chapter 1, verse 20. From these 3 references, we would not know who composed the Godhead, nor how many there would be. But this we know by reading 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, which says, "There are 3 that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these 3 are one." There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ recognized these 3 divine persons when He taught that we're to be baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. The inspired Apostle Paul recognized these 3 divine persons when he wrote, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. These 3 differ in function, but they are one in nature, attributes, and purpose. Just as God the Father had a part in the creation of the physical universe, and just as God's Son, called in John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14, the Word, had a part, so also the Holy Spirit had a significant part in creating the physical universe. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it is said, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Job said, "By His Spirit He hath garnished the heavens." Job chapter 26, verse 13. Just as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit each had a part in the creation of the physical universe, so each also had a part in our salvation from sin. This salvation is thought of as a new creation, as 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." God the Father planned our salvation before the foundation of the world, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. God the Son died on the cross for our sins and shed His blood, which cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The Holy Spirit also functions in our salvation. He was promised by Christ to the apostles to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. John chapter 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit guided the apostles into all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. Thus they presented a perfect message of salvation to the world, which is preserved in the New Testament. God gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey Him. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. So the Holy Spirit dwells in those who obey the Lord. The Holy Spirit influences men through the instrument of the Word of God, which Paul says is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. May God bless you as the Holy Spirit works through God's Word in your life. Thank you.